Hi, everyone. This is Manuela. This is the third episode of Two Friends with Nothing in Common. Thanks for joining us today. So I'm going to tell a story about how Andrew and I are two friends with nothing in common. One day, we were just talking about how when we drive in the car and when you listen to music, people listen to it at different volumes. But when you pull up to a stoplight, Andrew told me that you're supposed to quiet the music to be respectful to the cars around you. And I said, no, it's not what you do. Whether you're going 100 miles an hour or you're sitting at a stoplight, your speakers better be bumping and you better be hardcore jamming out. And he was like, well, that's not respectful. You can't do that. That's too loud. Your car's vibrating. And I'm like, Andrew, like, it's not that big of a deal. All
right. And should I go? All right. So I'm Andrew, and just to vouch for myself here, first of all, I don't even like blaring music, but occasionally I'll turn it up to about 15 on the
like, what does that even mean?
Stereo. But no, especially like if you're under an overpass or something, like the volume ricochets off the concrete walls. Like, you can't be doing that to people. Don't you think it's annoying when like you're at a stoplight and the people around you are like blaring rap music?
No, I hardcore respect that. You jam out to your own tunes, man. Absolutely. You don't listen to Good Charlotte at level 15 volume on your phone or in your car. You have your car like radiating because you have to scream to that.
Well, I disagree, but lame. That doesn't surprise me.
Whatever.
All right, so this is the part where we talk about our weeks. We give a recap. So, Manuela, why don't you start? How was your
week?
All
right. I've actually been having a really good week. I guess since we haven't done a podcast in a while, we kind of have a lot to talk about. Like, this past Friday, I snuck into Wonders of Wildlife at Bass Pro. I disguised myself as a child, so I got in for free.
Oh my goodness.
It was really exciting. I was like shaking for like 10 minutes after I got in because I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm in. I had a very high adrenaline that day. It was awesome. Yeah, and then what else is going on? I feel like I have really funny stories I should tell about. Oh, I do have funny stories. Okay, so yesterday, well, this isn't really funny, but at work, I pulled out a child's tooth. This is the second time I've done this at my job because the children are like, my tooth is loose. Can you just pull it out? And I'm like, all right, sure. I'm into that. So I just like have them sit down and lean their head back and I just pulled their tooth out. It's really fun. I would consider myself a pro. Yeah, I'm like, welcome to my office.
Manuela loves DDS.
You know, we all find our calling at some point in your lifetime.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, also, I got to work with the babies yesterday, so that was really fun.
Oh.
We had a new baby. He was only 8 weeks old, fresh out of the womb. but yeah, and then I also got to hang out with some friends that I haven't seen in a really long time on Sunday night, so that was really fun. We had the good old, like, pizza, chips and dip, soda kind of party.
Oh, soda kind
got
of
got real
party.
Lit.
Real crazy.
Yeah, and then today, oh my gosh, so I had to take a test early for my class, and my professor was like, just so you know, it is a privilege to take a test early. And I was like, okay, geez. And so then the whole time I was taking the test, he just kept pestering me. Are you done yet? Are you done yet?
Was this like in
close?
His office? Or
I was in like the testing room in the econ department and he was like down the hall. But he just kept coming in and was like, are you done yet? Are you done? How much longer do you have? And I was like,
you're
okay.
Like, some privilege.
I know. I was like, can you just, like, let me be uninterrupted for, like, a minute? Because I'm trying to do this test. And then finally, he his persistency kept, like, happening sooner and sooner. And he comes in. He's like, so are you just about done yet? And I was like, sure. And so I just, like, stood up and gave him my test. Because I was like,
oh, my goodness.
What the heck? Like, just let me live my life. I'm supposed to have an hour and 15 minutes, because that's how long the class is, to do this test. And it had been 36 minutes, I remember, because I started at 1 o'clock, and he came in at 1:36. And he was just like, so are you done yet? And
was he bothering you because someone was supposed to be supervising you and he...
No.
That was him?
It was complete honesty because I would, like, I could not cheat. I can't do that. I just don't have that kind of mentality. So, like, it was complete honesty and, like, I wouldn't have cheated no matter what. But he just, like, kept coming in. And so, finally, I was like, okay, just take my test. Like, whatever, it's fine. So, I just gave it to him. And I had a couple blank answers because I was trying to, like, think. You know how whenever you're stumped during a test and you have time to think about your questions and then you like eventually come to the answer? Well, I didn't have that. So I just like gave him my test and he was like, so how do you think you did? And I said, I don't really know. I think, I don't know. And then he was like, well, just remember that there's only two tests in this class. And then he was like, have a good spring break and like walked away.
What a nice professor.
I know. He's also the professor that when I saw him at Travelers, he like didn't even acknowledge my existence. And so I was like, I don't know what your deal is, sir, but I'm just trying to live.
Sounds like someone you don't want to be friends with.
Yeah, he's a real piece of work. But, you know, he's kind of funny.
I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah, so I think that's like the highlights of my week. You want to share yours?
Yeah, for sure. So my previous week was kind of dull. I got sick in the middle of the week, so that wasn't fun. But then on Saturday... Ew. I got to meet up with my parents. We met up halfway in St. Robert, Missouri.
Oh, nice.
And yeah.
Shout out to the fam.
Yeah, yeah. Got some Pizza Hut, and they brought Muffin along, our little dog. So because we couldn't bring Muffin in the restaurant, I was sitting in the back seat eating my pizza while she looked longingly at the pizza. It was a great time. And also, they had a flat tire. That was another side note. That was interesting.
You got a flat tire?
My parents did.
Oh, okay.
But... So I helped my dad change the tire. That was a nice bonding time. And then a friend surprised me. I was cooking some dinner for myself later Saturday night. And I was actually supposed to talk to him on the phone. And someone rang my doorbell. And I was like, oh, it's people like going to a party and they have the wrong apartment again. So I like walked over to the door and like looked through the people. I was like, that person looks like someone I know. And I opened it up and it was Mitch.
Ah!
Yeah. Mitch and his girlfriend. So they came in, we hung out for like an hour and a half.
Nice. Great.
Yep. So
you know what's weird is I literally was complaining to Paige and I was like, I miss Mitch. I miss Mitch. I miss Mitch. And then I got a phone call when I was with my friends from Mitch and I was like, hello? He goes, where are you? And I said, I'm at my friend's house. And he was like, so you're not at your house? And I said, no. He said, well, I'm here. And I was like, what? I was so mad.
Shout out to surprise trips from Kansas City.
I know.
That's
the bad thing about surprises. Sometimes they don't work out.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
It's a gamble. Speaking of surprises.
Oh.
I had a bit of an explosive incident Sunday night. So, actually, I don't even think I should share this story.
No, just share it. You're already in.
Okay.
You're all in.
So Sunday, I was at a meeting with some friends, first student organization we're in. And towards the end of the meeting, three of us had to have a further meeting, and I had to go to the bathroom. But we were pressed for time. I'm going to use different names just for kicks.
Okay.
Cortez and Wanda. So the meeting was at Cortez's house. And he had to make a quick errand before going somewhere else. So we actually had our supplemental meeting in Wanda's car. And so me, Cortez, and Wanda are driving down National. And we're discussing these important things relating to our organization. And Cortez is asking us questions. Wanda's giving her input. I'm giving my input. And then as we're driving, I'm thinking, oh, I like really have to go. And so then...
You have to go what?
To the bathroom.
Like what kind of bathroom?
Like make a deposit. okay.
No. A little too late.
Anyway, so we get to the place and the business is closed and I'm like, and they're like still having conversation about this important topic and I'm not even listening anymore. Cause I was like, I just got to go. And then I'm, like, hoping, like, maybe, like, if we get back in time to his house, I can get in my car and drive back to my apartment. Because I like to deposit at my own bank, if you know what I mean. I don't like to go to other banks. So
see, I'm the opposite. I can go anywhere.
Every toilet's an adventure.
Yeah. Oh, see, my. Just another way we're different.
Yeah, very different. Anyways, So then, like, we get back to his house, and we're in the driveway, and they're still talking. Cortez and Wanda are just gabbing. And I'm like, I really gotta go. And so I was like, hey, can I use your bathroom? And he's like, sure. And so we both get out, and he's still talking to Wanda in the driveway. And I'm like, and so then I...
Let me in.
Eventually, he's like, all right, see you, Wanda. And he opens up the front door, and I, like, shuffle in real fast. And his roommate's, like, in the living room, which is right next to the bathroom. And I, like, shut the door, and it's just, like, a chorus of noises. And I'm like, oh, this is so uncomfortable. You know, it's all good, though. We all have rough times. Yeah. I don't know.
I love a good poop story.
Yeah, it was a rough Sunday, but, you know.
That's all right. How was the rest? Do you have any more updates that you want to share?
No, not really. Everything's hunky-dunky.
All right. Well, then let's move on to our next topic. We have our friend Louis Vuitton here.
Hello, everybody.
Just kidding. That's not her real name.
She's been struggling to be quiet during our podcast so far.
Yes, it's been a struggle. Yeah. During that
so if you hear extra laughter talking, that is our friend LV Ramirez.
Oh, my gosh. I asked her to use code names, and she can't do that.
I just want the world to know you.
Duh, please don't look me up.
Okay, so LV is here to talk with us about something that she is an expert in. I'm really bad at always saying the words to this segment, but it's something she's knowledgeable about.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not an expert, so please do your research before you take any of my advice seriously, please.
All right, LV, so what do you have for us today?
I'm going to talk about exercise.
Woo! Let's go! Exercise! Yeah.
Everybody wants to do it, and everybody should do it.
True.
Yeah, I've just been, like, going through my classes, learning a lot about exercise.
Wait, why are your classes about exercise?
Well, I'm actually an exercise and movement science.
Oh, no way!
Yeah! That's nice. So hopefully I'll be graduating soon and then going out into the real world and getting to put all this knowledge into place. But no, I'm still learning a lot. So, as I said, I'm not an expert.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
So, if you want to start exercising, I think it's always a good time to start exercising. But before you do that, you might want to do the following. Okay, always start your exercise with a warm-up. Warm-up is very important. It gets your body ready to do exercises, and it reduces the risk of injury.
What if I don't have time for a warm-up?
You should make time for a warm-up.
What's like a good warm-up? What do you do?
Well, okay, it depends on what exercise you're going to be performing, really. If you're going to do, let's say, long-distance running, it's always good to do a dynamic stretch for the lower limbs. So that can be like lunges, high knees, butt kicks, kind of stuff like that, where you're moving and...
I thought you said high knees.
Oh. Oh, like, high knees, like at your butt?
Like plural of high
knees. Oh, no. High knees. And if
it
you're
still
doing...
sounds like.
We'll get your knees high.
Jeez. Sorry. High knees.
Yeah, keep going.
You got it?
Yeah, okay, so what comes after the warm-up?
So warm-up, then you actually go and perform the activity. So it could be like weightlifting, if you're doing leg day, running, whatever you want, really. And do that as long as you want. And then after that, you must do a cool down, because if you don't do a cool down, it can just like increase your risk of hypotension. That's when your blood pressure gets low after exercise.
It's a big word.
And you just need to get rid of all that lactic acid and other metabolic waste that your body has produced. So always important to do a good cool down. And it doesn't have to be that long. It can be like 5 to 10 minutes. So quick, get in there, get your warm up in. Do your exercise, get out, get a good cool down, and you're good. And most people say they don't have time for exercise, but to
they're
be honest,
liars.
You can always split up your exercise into segments if you don't have enough time. So let's say you get up, you can do a little bit of exercise, like 15 minutes, you know, do a quick warm up. Like it can be as short as 3 to 5 minutes. So if you're going to do a quick workout, 3 minutes workout, and then cool down for like another 3 minutes.
Nice.
And then you can split that up and like do that 3 times a day if you have enough time.
Wow.
or
never thought of that.
So yeah, what are some common mistakes people make aside from not doing a warm up or cool down?
There are so many. It's crazy.
Well, just give us like two or three.
So like a lot of people are getting into weightlifting, and weightlifting is like so good for your health because it like increases your bone density. So yeah, and that's really important, especially because as you age, your bone density decreases a lot. Because first, you're not eating as much calcium through your diet, and then you're not exerting as much pressure on your bones, which helps your bones absorb more calcium and become stronger, which is what you want. But
drink milk.
Yeah. A lot of people, when they do weight training, they don't do the right form. And form is everything. If you don't get that form right, you're just like increasing your risk for injury by so much. It's ridiculous. So always, if you're going to do something new, make sure you're doing it right.
Wow.
Instead of just doing it quick.
Inspirational.
So always look up the form. Because if you don't do the form right, you're going to get hurt.
Get hurt.
Ooh.
Get ready.
Is that really? Oh, no. Everybody in the audience, whoever you're listening. Yeah, Andrew's stomach is starting to make bubble gut noises. Do you guys know what bubble gut is, by the way?
Bubble gut? No.
Okay, this friend of mine just told me about it. It's like when your stomach starts to make noises like
I'm having like, right now. Okay, it did not sound like that.
Weird.
It kind of did, but yeah. Anyways, interesting segue.
Yeah. All right. So, any other comments about weightlifting? I'm trying to think of
I have a question.
Okay.
So like, oh gosh, I have a lot of. I feel like one reason that I don't exercise a lot is because I get really bad shin splints.
Yeah.
Can you fix that?
I can't fix that.
Dang.
But
okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Just kidding.
No, but I mean, people always think, okay, I'm going to exercise, so I'm going to run. But, you know, running's not good for everybody. It could just be that you get shin splints a lot or you just hate running. So don't run if you don't like to or if it hurts your knees or whatever. There's always different types of exercises you can do. Like riding on your bike. Riding your bike takes a lot of pressure off the knees. And, I mean, it's kind of hard to mess up on a bike. So, I mean, that's an easy fix. Change the routine. Don't go running. Try swimming. Yikes. Try other activities. Just anything you do, stay active. I mean,
interesting.
Yeah.
Good to know.
What are your top three favorite workouts? Or workout activities.
Workout activities. Okay, unlike Manuela, I like to run and I don't.
I like to run hurt. Too. It just
and
hurts
it doesn't
me.
Hurt. So far, I'm training for actually like a half marathon. So
oh yeah.
Me and my friend have been running
a
lot.
That's cool.
Yeah, we did 6 miles and then we did 7 miles. So we did like
nice
13 miles. It was good last week. And this week we're going to do 8 miles. So
nice.
Everybody out there, wish us luck.
Yeah. When's the thing?
It's in like
marathon,
2 months.
Half marathon.
The half marathon.
Oh, good training.
About 2 months.
You'll have to come back on after you run it and tell us about it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to like eat certain foods or?
I mean, you definitely want to keep a good diet, but it's really hard as a college student.
That's true.
Just because of that time and everything. But get your vitamins. Just try to eat a good balanced diet, to be honest. If you eat all the good stuff, you don't have to take supplements, so but some people do. But not me. I'm good. So yeah, just eat healthy stuff, really. Vegetables, fruits.
All right. So yes. If there's one thing you wanted the world to know about exercising, what would it be?
I mean, I feel like everybody has a pretty good understanding of exercise, but it can be fun, guys. It can really be fun. Mm. You just have to find and search for your activity.
So true.
I don't think you can talk. No, you can. It's out there. That activity that will engage you and excite you is out there. You just haven't found it yet.
All right. Well, what are your concluding remarks about exercise? Give us one last closing statement about exercising.
It's never too late or too early to start.
Okay, that's fair.
That's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, well, thanks for being on our show, LB. Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Two friends with nothing in common.
That's us. All right. So our next segment is our drink of the week. This time we decided to go non-alcoholic with some Country Time lemonade. But then I added a twist and I put some fresh strawberries in there and I let it marinate overnight. So LV, Andrew, and I will drink it. If you get a strawberry, count yourself blessed.
Yeah, I want a strawberry.
Well, they might not come out. Well, okay. You can get some later.
Do the sniff test. It smells like the Simply Lemonade.
I love Simply Lemonade.
It's just you're in
Simply
luck.
Lemonade.
Yeah, Simply Lemonade.
Yeah, it's so simple.
So simple.
So simple. Okay, you need to get the strawberries out.
All right.
All right, here
clean,
we go.
Clean, clean.
Hey.
Bottoms up.
To health, wealth, and fitness.
Very good.
Wow, I really like that.
So I'm like a lemonade advocate, ooh, and this is right up there.
Yeah, I like it. Sweet, too. It's not just...
When you got a little strawberry leaf in yours.
Sweet, sour, strawberry-ish.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I'm digging this.
You guys should try it. What are the ingredients for this?
Just a good old packet of Country Time lemonade. And then just cut up some strawberries and let it sit for a while.
That's it.
Yeah, I really didn't try too hard because I don't try very hard ever. But yeah, I really like it. My favorite lemonade is raspberry lemonade. But I didn't have any raspberries.
Oh, yeah, raspberries are
so best. I just went with strawberries.
Well, good work.
But hey, it turned out good anyway.
Nice, nice. Delicious. All right. So this next part is our pop culture segment where Manuela and I are going to critique the television show Arthur. So I actually should have looked up some information on this. But
yeah, really.
If you're not familiar with Arthur.
You're the one who's always prepared.
If you're not familiar with Arthur, it's a television show that debuted in the 1990s based off of Mark Brown's Arthur books geared towards children. LV, stop talking.
I like to be engaged in the conversation.
We might have to put some
tape. Do we have to have you leave?
Help me, guys. They're gonna hurt me.
This is all right. So he's an aardvark, and the television show is quite popular. So we're gonna start off by discussing our favorite Arthur character. And Manuel, do you want to start or should I start?
Yeah, I guess I can start. Okay, so my favorite Arthur character is definitely D.W.
Typical.
Yeah, I feel like as someone who is a younger sister and is very dramatic and I don't know, I just feel like I really relate to D.W. because I feel like she's very dramatic and she just... She says funny things and I'm like, okay, I get you. And like one time, I don't know, she's always like, I'm dying. And I'm like, same, DW, geez.
What a drama queen.
Yeah, and then also like the being an annoying younger sister, I feel like I play that part in many people's lives.
Even people you're not related to.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I play it with my siblings and then obviously I had one friend back in Colorado who was like, you're just like my little sister who's annoying. And I was like, okay, cool.
So we can be friends.
So yeah, I just like to be everyone's annoying little sister. Even if I'm older than them, I still act like I'm an annoying little sister because I just feel like that's a fun part to play in people's lives.
Uh-huh. Nice.
But that's why she's my favorite. Also, I think she's like 4 in the show. Sometimes I could be a 4-year-old.
you pretend to be a 4-year-old
like,
at one.
She's like in love with Mary Moo Cow. Yes. And like, I don't know. There's a lot of things I was in love with. Like, I love One Direction. I'll just say it, okay? Jeez.
I feel like One Direction is aimed at people older than DW.
Okay, that's true.
DW has One Direction posters in her bedroom.
I mean, she might. Who knows?
Obsessed with Harry Styles.
But yeah, that too I relate to and why she's my favorite. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have too much more to say because I don't really know much more
about her. Was she like your favorite growing up or that was just like a realization you recently had?
I think that was a realization I had. I think my favorite growing up was probably Buster because he was just like Arthur's funny best friend. I feel like me and you could be Arthur and Buster.
Okay.
You could be Arthur, like the smart one who like always does like everything right and like whatever. And then I could be Buster, like the fun one that like is kind of dumb.
That keeps moldy sandwiches but, like, on his desk.
Yeah, one time I kept a moldy cheese stick in my locker.
Oh, well, so, I would never do something like that. So
see,
that.
I really am. Maybe I'm Buster, too. But no, oh, I always liked Buster growing up because I thought he was, like, the funniest.
Nice. So I don't think I really had a favorite growing up. I would say, though, I consistently liked Sue Ellen. She was, like, the most mature out of all of them and, like, the most cultured, I guess. There's that episode where everyone was scared of something in the woods. And she was the one who was, like, she was, like, the most brave person out of all of them. But she was, like, terrified of whatever was out there, so everyone else was even more terrified. And she, like, had all this knowledge of, like, mythical evil creatures from, like, Russia and things like that. Most things that third graders should know nothing about. But, yeah, just, like, very mature and level-headed. I liked her. Also, I think Mr. Rapburn's pretty quality.
Oh, okay, you would. I can see you liking him.
Just the other night, I was watching like a YouTube contemplation.
They're like, Arthur.
No. There's a compilation of all the times he like talks about cake. It's just great.
That's funny.
Quality. So what's your favorite episode?
My favorite episode is the one where they go on family vacation. And Arthur's, like, mad about it because he wanted to go to camp with Buster. And their parents were like, no, we're going on a family vacation to the beach. So they go to the beach. And, well, while they're, like, on their way to the beach, DW pulls out this, like, am I supposed to, like, tell about the whole episode?
Just, like, why you like the episode.
Oh.
Well, in a background if needed.
Okay, well, DW has this, like, huge inflatable shark that she brings on the trip, and it like takes up all the back seat, so like Arthur and DW are like crammed in the back. So I don't know, she's like, that's something that I would do. I have like a giant stuffed dinosaur.
Why couldn't she like take the air out and then they refill?
Okay, why are you being a hater? Just like let her live. Anyway, so they go on this trip and it like starts raining and it like just a lot of bad things start happening, so they're like, this is the worst feeling of vacation ever. But then Arthur chooses to look on the bright side and he finds cool attractions around the area that they're at. So they go to a fudge tasting and they go see cows and they just end up having a really good time.
Is this an old episode or a new one? Because I don't remember it.
It's an old one. I watched it as a child.
Interesting.
But yeah, I really like that episode because I like that everything seemed like a bummer, but then they turned it around and had fun. They found fun elsewhere. Yeah, I also read the book. I had book. Aww. So I would always read it. And then I watched the episode and was like, oh, my book.
That's great. So my favorite episode is called Desk Wars. Which, have you seen that one?
I don't know. Explain it.
Okay. So basically it's a hot day and everyone's in Mr. Rapburn's class.
Yeah.
And there's like a fan like rotating in one corner of the room. And like the brain has a chart of like, which seat is the coolest and which one's the hottest in the room, and he's in the coolest seat. And basically, a bunch of students are bickering, and Mr. Rapburn puts them at other people's desks. And also, just, like, even more of a background, the opener of the episode is everyone talking about, like, what's unique about their desk. Mm. Like, George has, like, this dinosaur made out of pieces of chewed gum that he's been adding to over the course of the school year. The brain has, like, a office supply dispenser in his desk with like a solar panel attached to it, even though they're inside a building. Muffy has like some ruffled fabric that she's like putting on the side of her desk. So basically, everyone's in different people's desks, and Mr. Rapburn has to leave the room to take a phone call. And George walks in late because he was at the dentist, and Muffy asks him to sharpen her pencil because if she's going to get up, the brain's going to steal her seat. Because they had a spat. So as he's walking up to sharpen his pencil, basically everyone's making all these ridiculous threats. Just if he sharpens his pencil and gives it to Muffy, the brain threatens to like squish his dinosaur with a textbook. Sue Ellen says that she's going to throw Binky's rubber band ball out the window. people's homework assignments are going to be ripped up. It's just like super ridiculous. And then the book accidentally falls on the dinosaur and just chaos ensues.
I do remember that episode now.
So the episode's just super dramatic and amusing. So that's my favorite Arthur episode.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yes, it is a classic. And it defines everyone's personalities really well. You can see it in the things that they like. Like, that's where Buster's moldy sandwich came up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, it was a quality episode. So now, we are going to discuss things about the Arthur universe we think are peculiar or we just don't understand. So I'll start off.
Okay.
This is kind of like a lower on the tier, but why does Buster have a bunk bed?
Isn't it like a loft bed?
No, there's like a bed at the bottom and a bed at the top.
Oh, so you can have friends spend the night?
I just feel like that's like a bunch of space taken up in your room that it's like... And like, what if he doesn't have friends? Like, that's just like an expectation. I don't know.
I had a bunk bed when I was a child and I...
But wasn't that because you had older siblings who had previously used it?
Yeah, but they didn't share a room with me. I just had a bunk bed.
Maybe it was used by both of them at one point and... Because Buster doesn't have older siblings is what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah, why, he's an only child.
Yeah, why would Bitsy go out and be like, I'm going to buy a bunk bed?
Maybe that's all they had available. Maybe someone gave it to them because they're too poor to buy a bed.
So they would set up an extra
bed. Why don't you just let Buster live?
It doesn't make sense.
You know what? I don't like this section.
You don't like this section?
I'm just kidding.
Do you have any questions about the Arthur universe?
I don't, but I did want to point this out because when I was watching a couple episodes to refresh my mind on the show, I remember listening to the opening song.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, like, so inspiring. So I just looked up the lyrics because I want to read them a little bit. Like, it starts out, every day when you're walking down the street, everybody that you meet has an original point of view. First off, true.
And it sums up the show pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, what a great message to teach children.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. Yeah, because we're open to diversity. Where you can learn to work and play and get along with each other. Like, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
That's like the song that I sang growing up. It says, you got to listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm of the street. Open up your eyes, get together and make things better. Oh, just kidding. Open up your ears.
So important you say it twice. Open them up.
Get together and make things better by working together. Because we can't do this alone. It's a simple message, and it comes from the heart. Believe in yourself. Well, that's a place to start. Just a really good song.
So great.
I love it. I feel like that needs to be talked about more.
The Arthur theme song?
Yeah. Like, everyone Very needs true. To wake up and say this to themselves.
Well, I do have one more comment before we rate the show. Have you noticed how... Like, over the course of the series, they gave some secondary characters, like, more, like they're in the spotlight, more like Jenna and George.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they, like, never spoke at all at the beginning. But then, well, also, I don't know if Jenna only had one episode or not, but the only episode I can think of that she starred in is where she wets the bed. So maybe she would have preferred that she just remained in the background. Like, well, producers, we'll give you this one episode, but we have to talk about how you wet the bed. Is that okay?
She's like, okay. I just want to be on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I do like? I like the Hey Arthur memes.
Yes.
I think those are quality. You sent me one and I laughed out loud. I literally screamed.
They're pretty great.
And then also, I just have this striking image in my head of when Buster and Arthur are outside of one of their houses. And Arthur being an aardvark and Buster being a bunny. Well, Arthur was wearing bunny slippers.
Yes, Buster was wearing
aardvark slippers. And I was like, that's so cute. Friendship goals.
So precious. All right. I would rate the show an A. That's my
Me
first
too.
A. Yep.
I would say A too. I mean, I can't really find faults in it because it's all about like being friends and overcoming conflicts between friends and.
And it's geared towards children, but adults can enjoy it. They have those pop culture references. They do a good job of portraying people in different stages of life, different economic backgrounds, just different life situations.
Oh, yeah. I also really like Binky because he, like, looked all big and tough, but he was really just, like, a scared little boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, go on.
No, that was good. Yeah. Very relatable show.
All right. So, quote jar, real quick.
Quote jar.
We're kind of going long today. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, sorry. All right. Also, we're going to do something new where Manuela guesses if the quote is from a fictional person or a real life person. This is upon seeing a Ruth's Chris sign. There's an establishment I like to change the name of. It's an assault on the English language.
I don't really understand what you said, so I'm just going to say fiction.
Like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Oh.
Like they saw the sign for the...
Wait, is that in St. Louis?
It's a national
thing. Okay, never mind. I don't know.
So
real fact.
It's real.
I don't know what the words are again that I was supposed to say.
And it's my father. We were on vacation one time, and he just went on a rant about how the name Ruth's Chris Steakhouse does not make
it's a mouthful.
Grammatical sense.
Like, yeah,
who's her
it's
Chris?
A little bit too...
Is that like her husband? And why is it the establishment named, not just named Chris's Steakhouse? Why is it Ruth's Chris? I don't know.
Yeah, it's I don't like confusing. It.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, also, before we close this segment, we need to talk about the pumpkin that's in your freezer.
Oh, yeah.
It's Andrew and I have pumpkin in his freezer, and we are going to post a link in the SoundCloud, on the SoundCloud description that goes to a Google form to fill out the survey on what we should make with our pumpkin. So if you have some time, hit up that form. We'll make your suggestions. Please do it. Like us on Facebook.
And Manuel is going to close us out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My bad.
Two Friends with Nothing in Common is produced by Manuela Lenz and Andrew Minky. Special thanks to Elvie Ramirez. Two Friends with Nothing in Common is recorded in the Ozarks.